Żewġ miljun u nofs persuna oħra fl-Awstralja issa huma meqjusa bħala li għandhom ħxuna żejda imqabbla ma' 10 snin ilu. Waqt li l-Gvern Federali qed jikkunsidra proposta biex jillimita r-reklamar ta' ikel magħruf bħala junk food imrat lejn it-tfal. Dawn il-figuri ġodda jitfgħu dawl fuq perspettivi alternattivi dwar xi tfisser ħxuna żejda. L-obeżità jew ħxuna żejda hija deskritta bħala l-akbar problema tas-saħħa fl-Awstralja. Rapport ġdid juri li n-numru ta' nies fl-Awstralja bi ħxuna żejda kważi rdoppja f'dawn l-aħħar 10 snin. Minn 3.9 miljun persuna bi ħxuna żejda fis-sena 2012 sas-sena 2022 in-numru telaq għal 6.3 miljun persuna. Dan ifisser li jissa aktar minn 60% tal-popolazzjoni fl-Awstralja hija ikklassifikata bi ħxuna żejda. Il-konsulent dwar l-obeżità, it-tabib Terry Linsout, tgħid li din hija xi ħaġa allarmanti ħafna għat-tfal.
Particularly when it comes to children and adolescents, if they are struggling from this chronic health condition that we are calling obesity, so young in life, it means they are potentially living with this medical condition for a lot longer years than someone who develops the condition as an adult. And as such, the longer that you are carrying concerning excessive body weight, as in body fat tissue, the more there is risks of the related health conditions.
Il-rapport juri r-rabta li hemm bejn il-ħxuna żejda u dawk żvantaġġati fil-ħajja. Rata aktar għolja ta' nies bi ħxuna żejda instabet f'inħawi rurali u reġjonali, komunitajiet fqar, inħawi b'livell anqas ta' edukazzjoni u l-komunitajiet indiġeni. Steven Simpson huwa l-kapu mexxej tal-għaqda dwar l-arfin tal-ħxuna żejda fl-Awstralja. Huwa jgħid li kull komunità żvantaġġata b'xi mod bażlit ta' ikel anqas tajjeb għas-saħħa aktar tkun affettwata minn ħxuna żejda.
Any community that is socioeconomically disadvantaged, marginalized, living remotely or rural or remote or even on the verges of our bigger cities, where the options for healthy diet, for example, are low compared with the more affluent. That's a set of circumstances that's going to substantially increase the risk of obesity. And they're the circumstances that are often those experienced by our culturally and linguistically diverse populations.
Qed issir talba għal bidla kbira dwar kif il-ħxuna żejda hija ittrattata mal-Awstralja kollha, speċjalment bl-atteġġjament sempliċi fejn in-nies ikunu mitluba sempliċiment jiklu anqas u jibqgħu għaddejjin bil-ħajja tagħhom. It-tabib South tgħid li l-istigma marbuta mal-ħxuna żejda hija kollox.
Stigma, bias, discrimination is one of the biggest barriers for anybody trying to access healthcare, let alone trying to access healthcare for this chronic condition called obesity. And I think it's not just the individual stigma of the young person, but the associated stigma that the whole family can feel as part of that. Particularly in a young person, it's not an individual treatment, it's very much a family affair, and that makes it even harder to try and treat something that's a chronic complex condition because we need to treat it within a family unit.
Ftit kien hemm azzjoni mill-Gvern Federali dwar il-ħxuna żejda fl-Awstralja, imma riċentament kien hemm insistenza minn membru parlamentari indipendenti biex jitnaqqas ir-reklamar ta' l-ikel magħruf bħala junk food. Il-membru parlamentari indipendenti Dr. Sophie Scamps tgħid li l-Gvern Federali għandu jagħmel ħafna aktar biex titnaqqas il-ħxuna żejda.
There's actually the National Obesity Strategy, which has been on the table for the last 2 years, and what I'm also calling for is for the government to fund that in this budget. It's a multi-pronged strategy that would address this very significant problem. We know that people in the unhealthy weight range, it causes so many chronic diseases like heart attack, stroke, diabetes, obesity, dementia, all these things. And we already have our hospital system that is overwhelmed and ambulances ramping. We need to do something to prevent the problem rather than trying to treat it at the other end, which is obviously not working.